Welcome to What's Up Radio. And Making a Difference. Welcome to What's Up and Making a Difference. I'm your host, Roger B. Good to have you listening in tonight. So, what's the purpose of this show? Well, after hearing lots of talk radio show for years, lots of news segments, seeing lots of news on TV, there's a gap. News and talk shows, they'll tell you about problems, tell you about issues, but they rarely tell you how you can make a difference. So that's one of the first reasons for this show. Second reason is to be informative, to share good tips that will help make your life easier, and the third is to have fun, to laugh. So that's a little bit about the show, a little bit about me. I'm broadcasting to you live here tonight from beautiful Provo, Utah, in the U.S., and I've got a technical background, but I've also got public speaking experience. I MC shows, I do auctions. Anyways, just wanted to do this show to help get more people involved. I see a lot of issues that happen at the local level where not enough people know what's going on, and then local legislatures, they make decisions without enough input to make, you know, always the best decision, or they're making a good decision that could be made better by more people getting involved. So, first thing tonight, by the way, my sidekick, Sean, can't be here with us tonight. He's got really bad strep throat, lost his voice, so send some good thoughts out his way, send a little prayer, and hoping he'll be back with us next week for episode number 2. All right, so the first issue I want to talk about tonight, also a couple of principles, some guiding principles for the show. One is that I like to use the word civics. Don't want this to be a regular politics show. I want it to be civics, as in being a good citizen, whether you agree or disagree with something. I always want there to be civil discourse, civil dialogue. And we'll take some callers here a little bit later in the show. If you're at the website, you can see the number there. It's area code 347-426-3948. So with that in mind, the first issue I want to talk about tonight is zoning laws. So if you've ever rented or been a property owner in many cities nationwide, you might have run into the limitation of 3 unrelated people per home. My city has it here, as well as many other college towns nationwide. It's in many, many places. And some have different limits. Anyways, point is that the limits have been enacted by good people that have some good reasons, but those limits take away freedoms that people would otherwise have to use their property wisely. I don't think that property owners should be selfish. I hate slumlords. I hate the people that only think of themselves when they're renting a property. But the issue that I want to bring up, or the point that I want to bring up, is that we need to have fairness. That if there's going to be no limits for the number of adult family members, related people in a home, then I think that we need to have a similar, you know, similar lack of a limit for unrelated people living together. If there's a 4-bedroom house, why should it be limited to just 3 guys living there? I experienced this myself. I got involved a while ago because I got cited by the local city government because I had more than 3 in my home that had 4 bedrooms. And yeah, that's how I got involved in this. I would like to see the laws change. So I've got an announcement tonight. We're restarting up a petition to petition the Provo City Municipal Council, the local leaders, to consider changing that law. I don't think anymore that it should be, you know, no limit at all. What I think is that a limit should be based on parking. So whether you've got a family living at a property, or whether you've got a bunch of buddies living together, you know, some sisters, sisters, I mean sisters, as in, you know, friends, girlfriends living together. So whether you've got, you know, any sort of, you know, whatever the situation, whether adult family members living together or whether a bunch of buddies or friends living together, I think that the limit should be based on the number of parking spaces off the street. Don't base it on the number of bedrooms. Base it on the number of parking spaces. And there's other ideas, too, that might be better, but I think that's a really good one that we should ask for to kind of get the ball rolling. To sign the initiative on that, you'll want to go to sign the petition, you'll want to go to provostcitizens.net. You can read more about it there. Check out the link. And also tonight, you'll find the links for each segment. You'll find them at downtownweb.com. Again, that's downtownweb.com. That's right. Some people call me Downtown Roger Brown. All right, anyways, enough about me. So check that out. See what you think. Sign it. Share the word with your friends. Post it on Facebook. Tweet it. Get the word out there. It's a really good cause to help make a difference. All right, second thing I want to talk about tonight is Congress. Talking about the Congress back in D.C., good old Washington, D.C. So there's a couple of ideas that I've had that can help make things better, that will increase the amount of bipartisanship, because we need people working together. One of them is that it's really sad that we've got Congress seated in both the House of Reps and the Senate. We've got them seated by party. You know, they talk about crossing the aisle sometimes when people do bipartisan things. I think we need to encourage our senators, our representatives, to change their laws for each chamber, you know, to change their rules or procedures for each chamber, so that they need to have a different seating chart, literally. Because if you never sit by people, then how are you going to get to know them? How are you going to work with them? We didn't vote as a people, the people of the U.S., we didn't vote to have Congress basically have two camps, you know, we didn't vote for parties. We didn't vote to send, you know. Yeah, it's just crazy. So a couple of ideas. One, you could have a seating chart by state, and you could go by states alphabetically. So the two senators from Alaska would have to sit together. The two senators from California would have to sit together. The two senators from North Carolina. You get the picture. Another idea is to do alphabetical by last name. And I think that's a really great idea. I encourage you to contact your senators and your representative, and you can find both at their respective websites. The first one is senate.gov, and the second one is house.gov. So senate.gov and house.gov. Contact your senators and your representative for your district. Let them know if you think that's a good idea. Spread the word. Again, Facebook post it, tweet it, blog about it. So what do you think? Any callers on the line? Let's check. None yet right now, but do feel free to call in anytime. All right, so the second idea is attendance. Think about your job. What if you didn't show up for work and you didn't call in and you repeatedly did that over and over and over? That would be cool, right? My point is not to diss any of the senators or representatives, but just to use that as a rough analogy to know or to realize that if you go look at our senators and representatives' attendance record on the floor of the Senate or the House, it's pretty bad, pretty bad. To find out more information on that, I recommend one of my very favorite websites for citizens, and that is govtrack.us, govtrack.us, gov, G-O-V, like government, and then track.us. So right there, what you can do is that you can log in, you just have to type in your zip code to set your district, and then you can see their attendance. I think that Congress should pass some, you know, pass a little rule amongst its members saying that you need to have a certain amount of attendance. But maybe we need to modify the Constitution or some other way that's easier besides modifying the Constitution. Because really, if I'm an employer and I want the best employees, I expect them to be there every day, except for, you know, vacation, of course. And all of Congress together has scheduled vacations. So on the rest of the days, they need to be there unless they're really sick, right? So those are the two good ideas at the national level. Every show want to have both local issues, whether it's local to my metro area here in Provo/Salt Lake, or whether it's local to the area where you live. Feel free to call in. I'd like to highlight local issues around the country. So again, the two good ideas is, one, we need to switch up the seating charts in both the Senate and the House of Representatives, have them sit by state or by last name. The second idea is that encourage them to pass some sort of law change or a rule so that they need to have a minimum attendance record. You know, why not 90% attendance? They already have scheduled breaks during the year, scheduled vacation times. There's no excuse why they should be missing so much of the floor time when we're paying them way good money, dang good money, to be our representatives. So those are my thoughts on that. All right, well, tonight's program is brought to you by Virtual Banaka. That's right. Having trouble with your online dating profile? No fear. Buy Virtual Banaka. It'll help with your virtual fresh breath. That's right. Buy it today at a store near you or go to virtualbanaka.com. Mmm, minty fresh. All right. So, yeah, another part of this show, maybe that was a little bit dumb, but, yeah, we want to have some sweet fake commercials, sketches, comedy segments to keep it interesting. We're going to be adding in music. I've got to get my license or my subscription set up with Jamendo. Jamendo.com, great site for licensing music for broadcast. So, yeah, going to have some good laughs on the show. Certainly, I look forward to laughing with you, and yeah, feel free to share your ideas. Again, feel free to comment on the show, either at blogtalkradio.com or over at downtownweb.com, downtownweb.com. All right, let's see what's up. Let's see what's up next here in tonight's show. We've got a good tips section, good news section, or fun news section. So for tonight, one of them I already said, that's govtrack.us. And yeah, definitely check that out. Excellent way to track your national legislatures there at the Senate and in the House of Reps. Excellent site. One of my very favorites. All right, so for the good news or fun news segment tonight, I'm going to share one of my favorite sites. It's Heavens. And then a hyphen or a dash, and then above.com. Heavens-above.com. The reason I love that site so much is because it's excellent for looking up cool things, such as, when's the next full moon going to be? For example, let's say you've got a hot date lined up for this weekend, or sometime later this month, and you want to pick the perfect night with the angle of the moon to be reflecting off the waterfall that you're hiking to with headlamps for your night hike? Oh, yeah, that would be awesome. For example, there's a local set of waterfalls here called Stewart's Cascades, more commonly known as Stewart Falls. And if you wait till the moon is full, the moon's straight overhead, roughly at midnight, not counting daylight savings time. So if you still want a really bright moon, you've got to get it somewhere between, you know, somewhere in the second quarter of the moon, when it's like half full up to all the way full. So knowing the angle of the mountains and then the angle of the moon in the sky, it makes it really easy to plan like the awesome time to start your hike. And yeah, it'll be awesome. So check out that site. Second cool thing about that site, the reason I first learned about it, is because of satellites passing over, especially the International Space Station. It's really cool. It looks as bright as Venus when it passes over. It takes about 3 minutes to pass over the sky, and you can find out exactly what time it's passing over, and you can have a fun moment there with your date, with your friend, your buddy. Say, hey, see that thing flying over? Hey, that's no airplane. That's the International Space Station. Pretty cool, eh? Yeah, I love science. So that's the fun news slash good news here of the night. And next up on the tip, next up on the, well, no more tips, but next up on the list here tonight is a special giveaway. That's right. Tonight's giveaway is brought to you by the Dollar Store. That's right. We're going to randomly pick a caller or a commenter tonight, either calling in or on downtownweb.com or Facebook. We'll sort them based on the time that the call or the comment was made, and we're going to randomly pick one. And we've got a $5 gift certificate for you, good at any local dollar store nationwide. That's right. Anyways, yeah, serious. A little bit of a comedy there, but also serious. It's a real giveaway. So do comment. Do let us know what you liked about tonight's show. And yeah, we're going to try to have those regularly. If not every week, then definitely regularly. All right, so we're pretty much wrapping up here for tonight's show, coming to the end of it. I do like to have a segment on events. So a couple of local events here for all you Provo peeps listening in. You know what I'm saying? There is an event this coming Saturday morning at 7:15 a.m. It's going till 9 a.m., and that is called Eggs and Issues. It gives you an opportunity to meet with your state legislatures and also enjoy some free breakfast, courtesy of the local Chamber of Commerce. And to sign up for that, just go to downtownweb.com. I'll have a link up there in just a minute. And then second, there is also a 5K for cancer research being run that morning at 9 a.m. I'll be there at both events. Hope to see some of you there. So today's show was brought to you by Subway. Eat fresh. I love Subway. It's good stuff. My friends know that I eat at Subway regularly. And also brought to you by MonoPrice.com. with excellent microphones for doing shows. All right, don't have any exit music for you tonight. We're going to have some of that next week. Thanks for listening, you all. Remember, you can make a difference. Aha, I wanted to read to you a quote tonight, running here on mostly a little rough draft here tonight. So this is a really good quote. And this quote is from Gandhi. I love this quote. Just discovered it today, actually, this evening. Because some people say, what can I do? You know, I just want to talk about the problems, but I don't know if I can actually make a difference. And so that's the main purpose of the show, to help you know how to make a difference, help you to feel like you just have to complain and then, you know, move on and not do anything about it. That's not true. Remember the things we talked about earlier tonight. You can go there and start tracking your senators and your House of Representatives people. They're at senate.gov or house.gov. You can also find their email addresses there. Please do email them or fill out their contact form, and also do the same for your local city people. Like, for example, here in Provo, where I'm at, you can contact them by going to provo.org/council, C-O-U-N-C-I-L. You can also find the Contact the Council link with their email addresses over at provocitizens.net. If you remember that earlier, ProvostCitizens.net is where you can find the petition to sign to ask our local city legislatures to change the law to make it more fair. And, yeah, those are a few examples. All right, so here's the ending quote. Quote I wanted to share. This is from Gandhi. He says, "It's the action, not the fruit of the action, that's important. You have to do the right thing. It may not be in your power, may not be in your time, that there will be any fruit. That doesn't mean you stop doing the right thing. You may never know what results come from your action. But if you do nothing, there will be no result." All right, thanks again for listening, y'all. Hope to get some callers in next week. Remember the websites, downtownweb.com, also provocitizens.net. Hope you all have a good night. This is Roger B. signing off. Have a great week, everybody. Tune in next week, same time, 9 p.m. Mountain Time, 11 p.m. Eastern, here on blogtalkradio.com.